Senate Bill 225 will streamline and standardize the process for prior authorization of medical services in Pennsylvania. And all too often, the prior authorization process has been inefficient and it has increased costs for patients and their healthcare providers. Not only that, administrative hurdles thrust on medical providers through current pre-authorization processes impede on the quality of care that they can give to each one of their patients. The practice of medicine is drastically different than it was merely 10 years ago. More regulatory barriers and administrative obstacles make it much more challenging for patients to receive care and providers to effectively do their jobs. This bill significantly streamlines the prior authorization process to ensure that electronic communication platforms are available to submit requests, provide authorizations, and make other determinations in a timely manner for the benefit of patients. Excessive healthcare insurer prior authorization requirements can lead to a delay or denial of medically necessary care. Patients should never be forced to worry about whether the procedure that they need is going to be paid for or not. And this is not a goal for just Republicans or just Democrats. That is evidenced by the broad bipartisan support that this bill currently has. This bill makes clear that if a patient receives permission from an insurer by getting their procedure or treatment pre-authorized, then payment should be made. This is current law, and all this bill ensures is that the current standard is enforced for the benefit of all patients. This bill does not, and I repeat, does not eliminate or abolish the pre-authorization process. The goal of this bill is to streamline the process to ensure that prior authorization and step therapy have appropriate safeguards to ensure that no patient care is delayed or denied through a decision-making procedure. Senate Bill 225, as amended, returns the meaning of prior authorization back to its intended purpose, a way to reduce costs through reduction of duplicative and unnecessary procedures while guarding against potential fraud.